we're talking here about the replacement of a manager, apparently, and the compliance with a number of HICWA standards. Surely it can't take a year to carry out a review, and surely it can't take a year to find a replacement manager. And my concern, if you look at this issue, and if you look at the growing waiting lists for young people in terms of mental health services in the county, if you look at the other resource issues in Tuusula, I believe that young people and children across Donegal are being failed, vulnerable children being failed by these services. The circumstances last year were appalling. At very short notice, the centre was closed. Vulnerable young people were transferred a long distance away. I just find that if you look at this issue, if you look at HSC, if you look at Tuusula, across the board, the resources are not there. And what's the implications of that? The implications are vulnerable young people who desperately need help, not getting the environment and not getting the services and supports that they need. And that is utterly unacceptable.
Are you getting any indication from Minister Zappone that she is showing a will to have this resolved sooner rather than later?
Well, in the response from Minister Zappone, she talks about the residential units and supports across the west of Ireland being under review. Now, that's Donegal, I assume, right down to Kerry. And I find that absolutely extraordinary. There is a small minority of young people that require supervised residential support, unfortunately. And clearly that will be the case in a large county like Donegal. That option has to be there in desperate circumstances for the families involved. And I just feel that's, in my opinion, the Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, both of them need to get a grip of these services.